Hello, and welcome to part two of our Windows Azure SQL Database Migration video series. Today we're going to talk about the DAC framework, how to use the DAC client-side libraries to work with and import and export SQL Server databases and Windows Azure SQL Database instances. We saw a little bit of this in our last video, the intro video of this series, where we opened up SQL Server Management Studio and used the user interface to import and export databases. Today we're going to use the client-side libraries to programmatically do what we saw in the last video. So it's the DAC client-side libraries, and this is what we're going to talk about today. So my name is Scott Klein. I'm a Windows Azure Technical Evangelist for Microsoft, and with that, let's jump right in. We've only got a couple slides, and then we'll jump right into demos, because that's where a lot of the most of the fun is. All right, so the DAC framework is a set of client-side libraries that are installed automatically with SQL Server and SQL Server data tools. So there's no need to install additional client libraries or MSIs. Now, I should say that these get installed with SQL Server 2012 and SQL Server data tools for Visual Studio 2012. The functionality provided provides the same functionality that you find in SQL Server Management Studio to create and distribute DAC packs and backpacks. In our last video, we saw how to use the user interface to import and export a database. The DAC framework allows you to do that programmatically with that same functionality. And the whole concept around this is to simplify packaging and deployment of databases between on-prem and Windows Azure SQL Database and vice versa, right? So if you want to use this, it does require SQL Server 2012 or SQL Server Management Studio 2012 or SQL Server Data Tools. Now, if you have prior versions of SQL Server 2012, then you need to go up to MSDN and install these prerequisites. And these allow you to work with the DAC backpacks and the DAC packages in backpack format. And these are the Microsoft System CLR types for SQL Server 2012 and the Microsoft SQL Server 2012 Transact SQL Script DOM and Data Tier Application Framework. You'll need to go up to MSDN to download these if you want to use and work in backpack format. Right? So with that, let's jump right out and do some demos. What I'm going to do is open up Visual Studio. And what I'm going to do is just use the DAC client-side libraries to mimic and to illustrate how to do an import and export of a database from Windows Azure SQL Database back to Windows Azure SQL Database using the backpack DAC packages. So I'm going to create a new project, and this is going to be a console application, and I'm just going to call this DAC sample. Okay. And what I need to do in order to work with the DAC client-side libraries is really just add a reference to the microsoft.sqlserver.dacdll, and this can be found in this location here. Right? So program files x86, Microsoft SQL Server 110, DAC bin. And I've already browsed that a number of times, so it's already in my recent file, so I'm going to add that. And then all I need to do is just add that to my using. So I'll do Microsoft SQL Server .DAC. And I'm all ready to go. Okay, so I'm going to show you just in a few lines of code how simple it is to import and export a database. And actually, the database I'm going to use is in Windows Azure SQL Database. It's going to be that database right there, Contoso. And I've already connected through SQL Server Management Studio to my West US data center, and that's my Contoso database that we're going to be using in this example. So let's add some code, and to make it simple and not waste a lot of time, I've got some code snippets so you don't have to sit there and watch me type. So the first thing I'm going to do is go into my code snippets. I'm going to add console.writeline. And this, in this example, what we're going to do is prompt the user to enter four pieces of information. The first thing we need to do is we need to say DAC services service. Okay. And then we're going to prompt for the connection string of our target on-premise SQL Server or Windows Azure SQL Database instance. And then prompt them for the source database name, which will be that database name. And then the target database name, or the name of the new database we're going to create in Windows Azure SQL Database. And then the path where we want to store the backpack file. Now this is when we export the database, it's going to be exported into a backpack format. And in our last video, in the intro video for this series, we talked about DAC packs and backpacks and the differences, right? A DAC pack is basically a artifact that contains just schema. A backpack contains schema and data. And so we're going to use a backpack extension here because we want to include data as well. So we're going to prompt them for the file path and location, file name and location where we want to store that. Alrighty, and then just a few lines of code to export and import that. So we're simply going to say service equals new data service, and we're going to pass the target connection string. Simple as that. And then we're going to do service.export, export backpack, and we want it to export to this file and the target database, or the source database. The source database name that we're going to get the database from, right? And that one line of code exports our database into a backpack, right? Now we're going to import that. So we're going to say using backpack equals backpackage.load. And we're going to load this same file path. So we're going to copy that. And what we're going to do here is we're simply going to say service.importBackpack, pass it the backpack, and the target database name. Done. Simple as that. So in about four lines of code, in six lines of code, we instantiated the DAC client libraries, passing the target connection string, and then exported and imported the database. All right. What we do want to do, though, however, is we want to find out how long this takes us. So what we're going to do here is we're going to say date time start time equals date time dot now. And then right down here, we're going to add another code snippet that calculates the time. So this is going to say how long it took us to do the export. Now, granted, this is going over wireless, so this might take a little longer than going over connected. All right, with that, let's compile real quick. Done. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go grab the connection string for that database. And that is, let's go here. We want this Contoso, not Northwind. Want Contoso in our West US. What we're going to do is we're going to grab this connection string, and what we're going to do here is what's going to be interesting is that we don't need the server name, or I'm sorry, the database name. So we're going to get rid of that. Okay, and we're just going to replace the password, and the password is, and you feel free to write this down because I'm going to change it after. Is my password one. Perfect. There we go. So that's our server name or connection string. All right, let's go ahead and run this. And so it prompts us for our connection string. Edit, paste, make sure everything's correct. Server name, user ID, password, connection string. Great. We're going to export Contoso. We want to import it as Contoso 2. And we want the file to go in this temporary directory, d:\temp. So we're going to say d:\temp contoso2.backpack. So we hit enter. Now notice what it's doing now is it's exporting the database into a backpack file. We could probably go out to temp, and we should see it drop here any second. There it is. And it should come back and tell us, hey, we're all done. And you're probably asking yourself and going, hey, why aren't we getting any feedback? How do we get feedback? How do we know what the status is? Things like that. So as soon as it's done, I'll show you how to add that, because the DAC client-side libraries provides great functionality for sending messages back as to this and the status of the import and export and the progress. So as soon as this is done, I'll show you how to add that. All right, so this is done. It took 40 seconds. So we should be able to go over here, refresh our database list, and there it is. Okay, perfect. So that was one example. Let's wrap this up by doing another example and show how to add feedback. It'd be really nice to see what's going on during the export and import process. So what we're going to do here, right below service, is let's add one other. Right, what we'll do, this should be service. Oops. Right, and then what we need to do below here is add the event, the actual events. So this is the DAC message event args and the DAC progress event args. So any messages coming from the import and export are sent here, and then in the progress, you know, 10%, 20%, things like that are sent back through this event handler as well. So one last code snippet. There we go. And I think I need to replace that one. There you go. Okay, perfect. So what we have here is the DAC service message event and the DAC service progress event. This will give us messages back saying, hey, here's the any messages coming back from the import and export, as well as the progress will be sent back and written to the console. So let's grab this again and let's run this one last time. We'll export Contoso, and this time we'll go into Contoso 3. Contoso3.backpack. There we go. Now notice here we're going to immediately start getting back it took a couple seconds, but now we're notice the information that we're getting back. I don't know why it took so long to kick that off, but usually it's fairly quick. But notice the amount of information that we're getting back as to status messages, things like that. Go back and look at the temp. There we go. So that was actually pretty quick. For some reason, it hesitated to start writing these messages back, but we got that back pretty quick. We got a lot of information back. So we got the start of the of creating the database. So there's 100% done of the export. Now we're starting the import process, and this only took 42 seconds. So again, we are going over wireless, and when I was running this connected, it usually took between 25 and 35 seconds, but average around 30. So in this example, what we did is we used the DAC framework client-side libraries to export and import a Windows Azure SQL database, and from Windows Azure SQL database back into Windows Azure SQL database. So there's our Contoso 3 database. And notice it was only in a few lines of code. So 6 lines of code to do export and import, and then a couple other lines of code to enable messaging and progress and status messaging back to our console window. So in this example, we use the DAC client-side libraries to provide export and import functionality, like you saw in the first video using the user interface through SQL Server Management Studio. Now we did this in this video through programmatically through the DAC client-side libraries. Now we also have the flexibility, as you saw, you know, if we go and connect locally, for example, we have the ability on a database to do an extract and deploy. Well, we also have that same functionality here. We can do something like, let's stop this. We can do a service.deploy or a service.extract, right? So the same functionality, that gives us DAC packs, not backpacks, but we can deploy and extract a DAC pack type of functionality, right? Deploy actually gives the ability to go right to SQL Server or Windows Azure SQL Database. So In this example, though, we just did an import and export. And what I'm going to highly recommend is out on the code page, code.msdn.microsoft.com/Windows Azure. There's three samples out there that illustrate and highlight this great functionality. So the sample we did in this video is this example right here, DAC Framework Direct Community Sample Application. And it illustrates both the export and import and the extract and deploy. So I'd highly recommend you download this code and walk through it and play with it. In the next video, we're going to illustrate how to do this one, the Windows Azure SQL Database, using the Windows Azure SQL Database import and export service. So I'd highly recommend you download these sample applications and play with them. And hopefully this was helpful. Again, let's jump back here. And if you have any questions or feedback or want to see additional videos on specific SQL Database functionality, I'm at SQL Scott is my Twitter account, and you can reach me at scottkale@microsoft.com. I'm happy to get your feedback and listen to any other ideas you may have for future videos. I'm happy to take those in consideration and possibly do those. So thank you for your time, and we'll see you next time.